As we usually do following a Monday evening city council meeting, I get to talk city council business. Councilman Jim Kurd in this morning. How's it going this morning, sir?
Glad to be here. Thanks.
And last night, I know the council took a donation that would help improve the bunkers at the golf course.
Yes.
About $47,000 worth, I think, something like that.
Yes, near that. It's been a kind of a spiraling story. We started out in our bond issue in 2018 and managed to get some taxpayer support and money for our golf course out there to redo our bunkers, which have really probably never been done in many, many years. And although Jody, she and our green superintendent has done a wonderful job maintaining it, but we've got money in the bond issue to redo them, and it just spiraled from there. Our head pro, Jerry Benedict, went out and tried to solicit some donations for a different kind of sand, a crushed quartz sand.
Yeah.
Succeeded in doing that. It's a white sand. It's easier to maintain than river sand.
Mm-hmm.
And then as a result of getting the bid for redoing the bunkers, we hired a contractor who is a former local person that lived here, Dale Forrest, who runs a golf course design, a golf course construction company. He's worked out at Hillcrest before and worked all over the state, in fact. And he was out of, I'm sure Jerry had to really twist his arm, but they managed to, Dale was nice enough to install this polymer baseliner for the bunkers that will hold the sand in place better, easier to maintain, less work after rains, a really great addition to the course, and aesthetically will really add to the beauty of Adams Golf Course.
That was you've talked about all the good reasons for it, and I kept saying to myself, "Hey, it looks good, you know. The quartz sand is going to have that white, bright sparkle to it. It's going to look good,
right? You know? And it plays different than river sand. It's a little easier to plant. The ball doesn't settle into it so much, and then the polymer liner that they're going to put in there allows the water to percolate better through the sand, so it doesn't pool in the bottom or wash the sand out. So, with all the tournament play we have out there, the big United Way tournament, it'll really add to the aesthetic of the course and helping the maintenance of it. So a tremendous job by Jared Benedict, incredible, and for Dale Forrest to step up and do what he did for the country club, for Adams, is just a wonderful addition to the community.
Absolutely. You co-chair the design committee for the Tower Green. I know that's the generic term, but things are moving forward, and looks like we're going to see everything interface into the sewer project downtown real well.
Had a little update. We've been doing some exploratory digging downtown to locate utilities, and have probably found more utilities than we thought we'd find, as you usually do when you dig those holes.
Kind of like
the power suddenly goes out or a water main breaks when you're digging, and very thoughtful of the city to get out ahead of the project, determine what we need to do, and in the course of our due diligence, we've probably found we've got some significant some other issues that we have to deal with in terms of utilities. So the city's going to primarily take over that portion of it so they can get out ahead of it and work cautiously through that area to make sure we get that water line installed in that area of the park that the construction will be starting in April or May on.
Public input has been great.
It has been tremendous. So we've had from the design committee, which is the Tower Green, but it's for Tower Center now, we've had tremendous input from them, and we're going to be looking for some other support from committees. We've got an operating committee we're considering put together for the Tower Center, so there's still lots ahead, and we're moving along at a breakneck pace. Scott Ambler and his team at Ambler Architects have done a tremendous job to push these plans forward, and we're doing it with a heavy heart, with a loss of Randy Weatherly, who has spearheaded a lot of things that we did down there, but we're forging ahead kind of in his honor.
It doesn't seem that long ago that Randy and I were joking to each other, hey, we go to the same places separately, all together all the time. You know, I go to a school board meeting, he's there. I go to a city council meeting, he's there.
He was everywhere, and he was a tremendous support to Scott at Ambler Architects, and he'll be greatly missed.
Absolutely, and I'm sure that the public will continue to remember the work that he's done for the community.
We will.
The Price Field project continues. I know we're February now, but if you're going to get something done for June, you got to do it.
Yep,
now.
We're in kind of the early design phase. So we've got a company out of Tulsa we're working with, which I'm really pleased with. They've done a lot of work on baseball fields, and this last segment is a tricky one. It has all the power. It will have the main new concession stand. It will have restroom facilities, and then the redoing of five fields, which will really be about four because we're going to leave a road in place that we can the original road we're still going to leave in place until a future phase when we'll replace that road with an entry from the south. So, and then maybe address those fields down below. But the engineering staff, the city staff has been working overtime because we've been so fortunate to have this bond issue ahead of us and a large tranche in this first amount of bonds has come forward. So we've got a lot of work that the city's doing every single day to get these things done.
I haven't heard the city mention it, but it seems to me once this next phase is done, it opens up just all kinds of possibilities for tournaments.
It certainly does. Yeah. And again, I tell everybody, I mean, it really depends on the parent groups. Our involvement of the YMCA now helping coordinate those leagues out there. So it takes a parent group, an active parent group, to put on a tournament. We don't typically have the staff to do that. So, but the fields will be representative of our community once again. We'll be proud of them. And it will be a lot easier for a parent group to put on a tournament there and more proud to represent the community there with that facility. The new two new quads that we have up there are beautiful quads. They've done a great job on them. They're functioning well. We're playing baseball on them, and we've got a meeting coming up pretty soon where we're hopefully going to be putting some scoreboards up there. We've got a sponsor to donate some scoreboards to us. Barry Switzer's got a group that's coming to town, and so we'll be able to look into that and hopefully get some scoreboards up there too.
Yeah, that idea from Barry's group, I don't know, about 9 months ago, or I think when they first kind of started talking about it, if I remember correctly. So,
right. It's moving forward.
That's great.
And then we talked a little bit about the Kitty Park last night. Again, that's another project that just kind of spiraled into a tremendous phase. We got about $107,000 or $108,000 to redo the entryway originally in the 2018 bond issue, and since then city staff has worked diligently to improve that entrance, make it safer. You know, we've got parking on both sides of the street, traffic in through and out there, kids running all over the place. So I feel like we've got a pretty good design to eliminate a lot of the parking issues to keep everybody on the one side of the road. We're going to extend Pathfinder Parkway and actually connect it to the walk around path around Johnstone, which we haven't done, and we're going to put bollards up along that riverside so there's no parking over there, and then we're building a brand new parking lot, putting brand new chain link fence around it, and then decorative fence on about a third of it on the entryway. So it's really going to set Kitty Park as if it's not set apart already. It will be a upgraded facility that'll continue for many, many years to welcome kids into that facility.
And I know with the talk on the Tower Green of a possible water feature, and I realize there would be fundraising that would have to do that, but there is a water feature planned for Johnstone, right?
Well, that's where it was. It was one of the 30% projects, but okay. That's where I certainly spoke about the original need for it. There will be a question eventually come before the council if we want to move it up there. I know it's not controversial, but I know the public wants to know the information why we would move it from one park to the other, and we'll have that discussion in public at some point and see if that's a facility we want to locate at the Tower Green or keep as we suggested at Johnstone Park. I think it would be a great addition to the park, Tower Center. It would be a wonderful place for people to come and enjoy. Again, when we talk water feature, we're not talking about a water park like we have at Sooner or at our other place. It doesn't have plastic features. It doesn't dump buckets of water. It's just mainly
just
small.
Just some nice spritzes up.
Right. Yeah. Just little geysers that shoot out of the water that you've seen. You can walk a dog through it. A kid can play in his clothes in it. They'll get wet, but it's zero depth. There's no depth in it. It all drains back in, and it's chlorinated water. It's used good, clean water every time, and we've got plans to hopefully someday recirculate that water, use it for irrigation. We've got some really cool plans that we could do down there. So we'll have that discussion eventually, but the park's moving along very well, and we're really looking forward to our groundbreaking sometime in March, I believe. Yeah, early March.
That was the date I was in my mind, but
yes.
You're the authority. So
yes. No. Thanks, Charlie.
Thank you very much. Jim Curd spending a little bit of time with us this morning on AM 1400 K1, our community connection brought to you by Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma.
Announcing the new Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, two of Oklahoma's premier orthopedic experts, Central State Orthopedics and Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, EOC, have now merged to become Oklahoma's premier orthopedic healthcare expert, Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, PLLC. So if you're in need of back